This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
South Dakota lawmakers want limits on campaign donations to stay at the level they were before initiated Measure 22. Voter-approved IM-22 reduces the amount of cash people can put into South Dakota elections. Earlier this session, lawmakers repealed it. Now the South Dakota House of Representatives has amended a bill to revert to the old campaign finance caps. State Representative Mary Duvall lives in Pierre.
So it kind of pushes the reset button. It takes out the reference to the fact that PACs could make unlimited contributions, and it just restores the language to what it was before IM-22 passed.
Supporters want to give a new legislative task force a clean slate so members can determine proper political donation limits. Senate Bill 54 first sought to clean up campaign finance language. Lawmakers amended more than 10 times. Critics say the bill doesn't maintain enough integrity for them to support it. The House passed the bill 55-12. The state Senate has to okay the amendments or it goes to a conference committee. Protesters in South Dakota face new penalties if lawmakers can agree on a final version of Senate Bill 176. The protest bill started out with specific safety zones and an emergency clause. Lawmakers amended the bill as it moved through the Capitol. State Representative Mark Mickelson says the measure allows the governor to declare an emergency.
And the consequence of that is a criminal trespass will go from a Class 2 misdemeanor, which is a speeding ticket, it slows you down for 10 minutes on your way to pier, to a class one. That gives law enforcement the ability to put a trespasser in the squad car and take him to the jail and clear the scene.
Lawmakers in favor of the changes say they want to support peaceful protesters, but that South Dakota must protect its land and roadways from people who want to do harm. Opponents say the measure is unnecessary because other laws already exist to punish wrongdoing. Others against the bill say they want Native American tribes to have a greater say in the process. 49 members of the State House of Representatives voted for Senate Bill 176. That's more than the simple majority needed. Now state senators must decide whether they agree with the House changes to the measure. South Dakota lawmakers want the governor to approve a bill that offers limited immunity to people in drug overdose emergencies. House Bill 1082 protects a person from drug prosecution when they call authorities to help someone in serious danger of overdosing. State Senator Deb Soholt supports the move.
This is like a 911 thing. This is about saying we would rather, as a culture, support someone to live than to die. That in this situation, we think, and do you think we aren't going to wonder who you are or follow you around, or that the police in that community won't know and have a target on this person that actually reported and look for trying to hold that person accountable in the future?
Soholt calls 1082 responsible legislation. Critics of the bill say users will leverage the law as an excuse to escape drug prosecution. They say it sends a message that drug use is acceptable. State senators amended House Bill 1082 to allow limited immunity in a drug-related overdose emergency, only once per person. Then lawmakers passed it on a vote of 28-7. Now state representatives must decide whether they agree with changes to the measure or if they want to hash out final language in a conference committee. The South Dakota House approves a bill that reschedules and recognizes a marijuana derivative as medicine. Senate Bill 95 makes cannabidiol, or CBD, a Schedule 4 drug. It also removes the substance from the state definition of marijuana. CBD is commonly used to treat epilepsy in children. State Representative Thomas Holmes voted in favor of the bill.
By passing this bill, we literally could be dispensing this medicine the very day the FDA approves this. And that would be very important for some families in this state. We're not talking about a large number of families, maybe 30, 40 children, but these kids suffer up to 200 to 300 seizures a day. That's almost inconceivable.
The legislation permits CBD only after the FDA approves it. The House voted 54-13 in favor of the bill. The latest version is different from the one the Senate approved, so the measure goes back to the state senators for consideration or compromise. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard gets to decide whether lawmakers are allowed to carry concealed weapons in the state house. The full South Dakota Senate approved House Bill 1156. Supporters say the measure ensures carriers have enhanced permits and register with security inside the Capitol. They say the bill provides lawmakers safety in a building that does not require metal detectors. State Senator Art Rush opposes the move. He says guns do not belong in the state house.
The Capitol building is a place for debate, for free deliberation, for contemplation, free of any intimidation or the emotional possibilities that might result.
Rush and 14 other lawmakers voted against the legislation, but 19 support it. It now moves to the governor's desk, where it may encounter resistance. Governor Dennis Dugard has implied he will veto new concealed carry legislation. Both chambers of South Dakota's legislature endorse a bill that makes it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion past 20 weeks. Last session, lawmakers changed state law to include a provision that fetuses are capable of feeling pain at 20 weeks gestation. They made aborting a fetus at that stage a misdemeanor. State Senator Brock Greenfield says that's not serious enough.
There are class two misdemeanors and what have you, class one misdemeanors, but it's for failure to provide the proper informed consent or failure to provide the proper reports to the Department of Health. And so this is a glaring, a glaring problem within our statute.
Lawmakers who oppose the bill say science isn't settled on when a fetus can feel pain, and other legislators argue that South Dakota doesn't endorse elective abortions past the first trimester. The state Senate voted 23-11 to make the penalty a felony for doctors who perform certain abortions.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at sdpb news on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.